Bang.
All right, we'll just get this started.
Let's do it.
Let's just bang it.
Let's
get it banging. Bang. Check. Check. Check.
Check, check, check.
We're at Adam's house. Now this is the Adam Friedland show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's kind of the plan. I was because, you know, you got stand up. You got plenty of shit. This shit ends. You'll be fine.
Right.
Me? I don't really want to be fine. We all know what's in my heart. We all know I want to play a little sad song for myself, watch my life fall apart.
The podcast really did fuck your whole life plan up of just dying, going out sad.
Yeah, I don't really want to go out sad, but, like, basically I'm set up to, like, have things go bad and then be like, I fucking knew it.
Right.
I told you so to no one, to an empty room.
Right.
By myself.
Right, right, right.
And, And that'll happen. But Adam needs a plan.
Adam does need a plan.
So this will just become the Adam Friedland show.
That'd
you
be
got
great.
A little, you got a little taste of that this week. The
I did. What happened?
No, I mean the people. I'm talking to the
what happened this
the
week?
Faggots that listen to this shit. Well, it was him by himself. I couldn't do it.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Damn! What happened, dude? Because I think I missed. You look fine now.
What's going on?
You can see,
I missed
you can
the
still
whole.
See the,
which of the left?
Did you start the show yet?
It's going.
Okay. I had a sty at like the end of April, just like one on the corner of my eye.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I had one last year that was pretty fucked up, so I knew to get like hot compresses on it. So I did the hot compress. I went to Boston, and then it seemed like it went away, and then I got back from Boston and it started hurting again. I looked and it had just gotten bigger. And then it spread to the, like down the middle of my. It was like going down my cheek. It was in the middle of my lower
what
eyelid.
The fuck?
So then I spent like a week with the hot compresses, and then it was like I was trying to. I did like telemedicine, trying to get antibiotics because it was like, all right, well, I've been doing hot compresses, it's not going away, so I need something, and I couldn't get through telemedicine. I couldn't get it. I called like different like PCPs, and they were like, "Well, you don't have insurance?" It's like, "No, I'll pay out of pocket."
What about fucking like
a city MD or something?
Yeah.
You're just like guaranteed to get COVID there. That's why I wanted.
You think so?
Well, now it's all over the place.
Huh.
It's also too. It's like I thought it'd be something I'd just do telemedicine. I'm like, look at my fucking eye.
Yeah,
give me.
Yeah.
And.
You need a pills guy.
Yeah, and well, they pay. I mean, I have a friend that's like an ER. I have a friend that's an ER doctor, and like, you know, he was like, yeah, he's like, you know, if it doesn't get better, you got to send me. He's like, I can't prescribe anything.
Wow.
So I tried all the resources.
What a pussy.
I tried all the resources that I could have is like, you know, yeah, pills guy. But then, like, I just kept the hot compresses on it, and then it felt like it was like getting better. I guess like it drained, and there was just like a lot of pus coming out of it.
How'd you drain it?
Well, you just keep hot compresses on. Eventually, it comes to a head.
Oh, really?
But then I thought it was like in the clear because it drained. And then there was one night like a week ago, I was like reading or something, and then like you know how you just know something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like my eye kind of just felt kind of like just like a weird kind of weird stingy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in the bathroom and I looked at it and it seemed like it was swelling up. And then within 10 minutes, my like vision was starting to get fucked up.
No.
And the top lid.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then.
What the fuck?
And then I woke up the next morning and it was like, it had like exploded.
Damn.
So like the whole thing was like all puffy around the top. It was like spreading around
and
my head.
Were you pregnant with your boyfriend's eye jizz baby?
No, that would not. That's
do
not
you
bac-
think that's what
not,
it was?
That's not bacteria.
It's not?
No, that wouldn't cause
it. Because you said it was
not,
swollen.
Not
was
with
it
your
big enough for a baby?
Dude, not with your boyfriend.
So I went to the... I,
that's
not
true,
with,
Adam.
Not with your boyfriend,
I went to an ophthalmologist.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, I'm like,
they're
yeah,
like,
this is like...
this piece of cum is getting
no,
huge.
They tried to do the same fucking thing again where they're like, well, just keep a hot compress on it. I'm like, this has been going on since the end of April.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 3 weeks now. I don't... like, I need oral antibiotics. And they're like, well, we can give you a topical ointment. So I'm like, okay, and I get the topical ointment. I spent like 2 days of that. And
rubbing
then,
it on your shit?
Well, yeah, you have to like rub it like into where the eyelashes are. She's like, yeah, it's just a sty. And then
doctors suck, dude.
And then like the next day after that, like my eye was completely, the bottom got reinfected the entire, It looked like Homer Simpson's
mouth.
He
looked awful, dude. Yeah, it was went over to his house. He looked like shit.
It was like completely swollen shut. And then I went back. Like, luckily, I got in there in time because the ophthalmologists are closed Thursday to Monday or whatever.
Yeah.
So I went Wednesday, and
that's
first thing in the morning.
There's a podiatrist in the store who's open 2 days a week.
These cocksuckers, they charge me fucking again. They're like, well, it's $150. They charge me even more money to come back because I didn't get the right medicine. And then this time I see the doctor, and I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, so it got much worse. It's like, yeah, I need – and then they gave me oral antibiotics. And then within, like – you know, but she was like, yeah, if this doesn't – she's like, if this doesn't clear up and, like, you know, she's like, if the swelling doesn't go down, like, today, then you need to go to the emergency room.
What the fuck? Do you think there is something about you that people inherently don't want to help you?
Yeah, probably.
Because this, like, I have never heard anyone have a harder time getting simple antibiotics in my life.
Here we go, right back to the beginning. I fucking told you so. I told you so.
It's like
here with my
customer
eye.
Service people, delivery people, even doctors. Something about you is like the Hippocratic
Oath. Medical doctors, men who have taken an oath.
Yeah, the Hippocratic Oath means nothing. Just Nick's vibes are off.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was an Asian woman. So there's two things going on.
Okay.
One, I always
sorry,
just
I
assume,
shouldn't have assumed.
I was always assume people know who I am and of they course. Have a problem with me.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Because of that. Because of my association with Adam. Number
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Number
you think
two.
It was an Asian woman who's still holding. Who's
they've
still
gotten,
about the,
to be
yeah,
fair.
Because of my
article.
Tour of the East. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, they have different eyes. And
that is a good point.
If I show in and, you know, like I was saying, like if I, let's say I was a doctor, me.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
And some black guy comes in with vitiligo, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
MJ.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Right, my
white
moving
brother.
On up.
So you think,
Playboy? And he'd be like, no, I'm losing my.
Right.
I'm like, the East Side, Deluxe Apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, can I get treatment? I'm like, for what?
For what?
Yeah.
The cure?
Yeah.
Welcome to the team.
Sounds like it's finally clearing up.
And
so I think this is a similar thing. Yeah.
Put on a little Dave Matthews band.
Yeah.
Celebrate
she's,
white
she's,
culture.
She's looking at this eye, and she's like, yeah, no,
that
it's,
one looks horrible.
It's too open.
You can see too much.
Yeah, it's fucking. What the fuck is wrong with your eyes?
Interesting. So you think she thought you were turning Asian eye first?
Yeah,
and she didn't want to
because she'd probably only seen Asian eyes until this point.
This place, I feel bad. You know, it's a shame because everyone there was like very nice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not like a review, leave a review kind of guy. But the fucking like, there's a machine that takes a picture of your retina.
Uh-huh.
And I go in, and there was an even more Asian guy that was like the fucking assistant or nurse or whatever. Mm. And the
I
machine
like that the man
even
is the
more,
assistant.
Yeah.
There was the machine had fucking foundation smeared all over it. Like makeup smeared all over it. I was like, yeah, that's he's like, oh yeah, I guess the last person maybe has a makeup. It's like, okay.
Yeah, get the alcohol wipe.
Clean
your,
the fucking
your
thing
medical
off.
Medical equipment.
Yeah.
And I, like, so
yeah,
you just,
it's like imagine getting your temperature taken and still has shit from the baby's asshole yeah, that right. used it last.
Yeah,
we're going to give you a shot. It's still got this AIDS blood on it.
Well, it's fucking, you know, so he does this like perfunctory wipe of the thing. And I'm like, yeah, there's still. And he's like, where? I'm like, I can see it and I'm literally blind.
Yeah, yeah.
I can point it out to you and I have fucking one eye. But yeah, that shit was fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, that sounds really annoying.
Yeah,
it sucks, man.
Now it's interesting because you started wearing sunglasses before this happened.
Yeah.
Do you think it was God's way of kind of transitioning you to semi-blindness?
Yeah, I've also somehow gotten much better at piano. I guess
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's not true.
And you've gotten much better at the scent of a woman, right?
What?
Yeah.
Nice, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
The
made
fuck
sense.
Are you talking about?
Delivered cleanly.
Yeah, that really came out. The dismount stuck it.
Damn.
Stuck it. Carrie Strug.
Damn,
Atlanta
hopefully the
Olympics.
Adam Friedland show was hitting a little higher.
Oh, my God.
Than that.
I love, that's great news because it's like, what, that, now we've really figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be we needed two of us.
No.
Now it could just be Adam.
You can have half of one of them.
But I tell you what, the answer with the antibiotic thing.
Yes.
And it's just like another argument as to a reason why healthcare needs to be fucking
free and
just,
accessible to everyone.
Not only free and accessible, but the entire thing needs to just be like a public service.
Yeah.
The reason you can't get antibiotics is because they worried about antibiotic resistance, which is like because they overprescribed antibiotics forever.
Right.
Because it's a product.
Right.
So you have to sell as much of it as possible, like any other medicine.
I was sucking off that bubble gum, that pink amoxicillin,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
my whole childhood.
Dude, yeah, they would overprescribe it, so then all the bacteria just evolved to escape antibiotics. So in situations where it wasn't really, your body would have cleared the infection anyways, they overprescribed antibiotics. Now the antibiotics don't work. And so, that you know, if they don't develop new antibiotics in fucking 30 years, you're going to have, like, millions of people dying every year from, like, UTIs and skin
yeah.
infections.
Yeah.
And they could, like, make more antibiotics, but because now of the concern about antibiotic resistance, they prescribe it less, they sell less of the product, there's less research money to go into replacing the antibiotics, and it's going to be, like, a macro version of what happens with this, where it's going to be, you're going to have to wait until there's a fucking crisis.
Yeah.
And then we're going to scramble, like with the fucking the COVID vaccines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they could, you know, all this technology. It's like, well, why didn't we have mRNA before? Oh, because, yeah, there was no money.
There's no way to make any money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking pigs. We're going to fuck your asses, Big Pharma.
They got this monkeypox shit.
What the fuck is that?
It's for gay guys.
I was saying, they got to change the name.
Yeah.
Adam, get out of the room.
Yeah. No.
Put a mask
spreading.
On.
Guys, I'm wearing a hazmat suit right now. I don't want to get your
what
guys'
monkeypox. What the fuck
monkey
is monkeypox? I saw one picture of a guy's hand with, like, pimples on it. Is that mm-hmm. it? Is that what happens?
Yeah,
yeah, it's
like
from
it.
Fisting.
Yeah, you put your whole hand in a twink's ass. And
they have a practice called anal fisting, where one man's hand is inserted into another man's hand, his rectum. And it is so painful they have to take drugs.
That's the best. When he squeezes his hand while saying that line.
Yeah.
It is so painful they have to take drugs.
Dude, I love the audience of, like, just fucking Ethiopians.
So get this
Ugandan
is
parents fucking, that are just listening to
these
it.
These elites or whatever, mm-hmm. these, like, fucking globalist pieces of shit, they do these
What do you mean globalist?
You
it's
know
kind of,
what he
no,
means.
No, I know what he means.
Wink, wink, globalist.
We're recording in my house, okay?
So, yeah, these global...
They do these, mm-hmm. like, they do these tabletop exercises where they get, like, the fucking richest nerd fags in every country to get together, and they're like, well, what if there's a outbreak of...
They play, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
And so this was, like, a conspiracy theory last year with COVID is, like, oh, they did this exercise about a respiratory virus, but it's, like, they do it all the time. But... Fucking, I guess last year Bill Gates had one where, like, what if monkeypox spread on May 15th, 2022?
No way.
And it's like, it's just two on the nose.
That's.
And you found this at truth.patriotism.org?
Yeah.
I did. But why are they even doing. What the fuck is the point of these tabletop exercises?
What?
I'm going to do one. Me and my friends are going to get together. We're going to do a tabletop exercise where Bill Gates. Is dragged in 6 months
raped.
From now. He's dragged out and raped and murdered in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, this causes panic among the elites because
right.
they're worried that they're next. So it's like, what can we do to control them
right.
to make sure that they don't tank the economy?
Okay.
And we're going to release it all as a TED Talk. We're going to have a guy type mm-hmm. up a nice little PDF.
Yep.
Describing in detail
how we start.
How
fuck his mouth first.
Yes, mm-hmm. he's dragged out. This is
time for some game theory.
Where does he live? Somewhere, yeah. And then Francis Fukuyama goes, maybe they can turn his penis hole into a mm-hmm. pussy
right.
and fuck his penis. They can rip it open.
That was my favorite chapter in the end of history.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
The
we
whole
could,
turning cocks into
he
pussies.
Gets a little table. He gets a chair at the table.
Of course.
We could have the return
he
of...
He gets both. He gets to be in the elites and with us, too.
We could have the return of Virgil, Texas for the tabletop game theory.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're going to have
no
him
one
chained up like Hannibal Lecter.
Like him.
We're going to have him chained up like Hannibal Lecter.
On the dolly.
And there's
yeah.
going to be 16-year-old girls walking by. So like...
He's just too good of a dungeon
master.
Is he
still? Is he still canceled?
I don't know. I haven't seen the guy.
I still don't know what he did. Even
I think he helped a girl with her homework.
Yeah, he did. He did. He had a phone call with a 19-year-old.
Yeah, I believe so. I think I don't. You know.
Yeah,
I don't
cares?
Understand. Like, he's helping her with her homework, and then he's like, "Well, I helped you. Could you send some nudes?" But most of my teachers did that growing up,
right? Mm.
And they're still at large.
Yeah, that's true.
And they all have podcasts.
But see, the thing that you're forgetting is your teachers wanted pictures of your penis to laugh at.
It's true.
If they were beating off, they could go to jail. Mm-hmm. That's legal. It was take a picture of a boy's penis to say how small it was.
I walked past the faculty teacher, lounge.
The music teacher asked for pictures because he was writing a parody song about how small your penis is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the chorus, they're like, for chorus the may be gay, but there's someone even gayer.
The spring concert went off that year.
Yeah. There's someone gay than the chorus students, and his name is Adam. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, are you coming to the the Solstice acapella performance of Adam's Gayer Than Us?
That's cool, though, because Adam, all press is good press.
I know. It's so just as long as I see my name in the news, I feel good.
Hi. My name's Jonathan Daniel Lopez. I'm the head of the acapella group here at Las Vegas High School.
Vegas High,
at Vegas High, Sweet Valley High. Como esta, Daniel Davis Lopez here.
Daniel Davis Lopez. That is a really nice little gay guy's name.
Yeah. He's got a little bow tie on. Just a glitter bow tie.
So anyway, let's talk about how we would rape Bill Gates some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably beat the shit. Maybe knock his teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
I'd let you get the pussy there.
I get the pussy first?
Yeah, I'd let you hit it
first.
I don't
actually need to rape him. I mean, I think I could just, you know, I don't want my cock to be the one that rapes Bill Gates, personally. This
really?
Is Nick's exercise. I'm just trying to be supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll probably bring, like, the refreshment.
This is called Brain Posium 2024. And we've gathered all of the...
That's awesome.
We've gathered MIT researcher and frequent Epstein Island visitor, Daniel Lopez Stein. Como esta?
Como esta? It's me, Daniel Lopez Stein.
That's good.
Yes. I'm a professor of artificial intelligence at MIT and a frequent visitor of Jeffrey Epstein's island, where he would invite me.
That's how he identifies?
Where he would invite me, and I was basically bullied into raping a 14-year-old girl numerous times.
It was a free trip, you know?
Yep.
It's like a birthright.
I said I just wanted to talk about string theory.
Yeah, he saw it as the way you have to take the trip for a timeshare. We have to sit through the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of Epstein's Island, where it's there's free food, there's pineapple and everything everywhere.
Jeffrey Epstein's,
but you do have to
Jeffrey Epstein's like
child.
Pseudo
so annoying.
His pseudo intellectual shit might be more annoying than the pedophile stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen any of his.
Well, because that's what he would do. He would invite like Steven Pinker to the island to talk about fucking computers. Or
oh,
whatever.
That was the guise of the
and
trip.
Then and then Epstein would sit there with his fingers tented and be like, "Who's ready to fuck a baby?"
Yeah, that's the time
for dessert.
Yeah.
They got to do some learning, and then they get to do some fucking.
Well, because he would like to sit there and think, like, yes, these are some of the greatest minds in the world.
I got them all.
I mean,
together.
If you're gonna run the pedophile fuck island, you might as well, you know, annoy the billionaires a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
because
his job, that wasn't, you know, he was clearly an independent contractor.
Yeah,
that wasn't his island, so he was running for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The poor Patsy, Jeffrey Epps.
Yet another Jewish scapegoat in a long line.
Oh, history is littered with them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Harvey, almost vindicated.
Do you think if Epstein happened prior to World War II, that
was happening?
Yeah, I know. But if you think, so let's say Hitler's coming to power.
Okay.
And there's already enough people. I mean, some people were mad about anti-Semitism.
All right, let's see where this is going.
I think largely, for the most part, the world was like, I don't know.
They were like, let's hear him out.
Yeah, even FDR.
There was definitely half the world was like, let's hear him out. That is why he got away with it for so long.
Neville Chamberlain was doing that. Yeah.
Neves was in. Henry Ford. Who else? I mean, half of America was like.
But if you think of Epstein had happened prior to that, they'd be like, let Hitler take over the world for 4 years. Clear them out.
Mm-hmm. Drain the swamp.
And then, and then we'll,
I think the problem is they were probably, everybody else was just fucking so many kids at the time that if anything, Jews doing it back then would have been copying from like.
Copying.
It would have been copying from
it's
like
true.
Monarchs. Because there were so many monarchs and
it's
monarchs
true.
All fuck kids still. Mm-hmm. So Britain was still fucking kids. Italy probably.
Yeah, you forget that that wasn't even like taboo until like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we've talked about it, but it's like Annie Hall. Sorry to bring up another Jewish scapegoat.
I don't know why you're.
Where he's sorry, I'm looking at Adam.
You're talking about Manhattan.
I'm talking about Annie Hall, actually. Not Manhattan too, but
his
Annie Hall.
17-year-old girlfriend. Yeah.
No, no, and Annie Hall, his friend who lives in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
as part of the pitch to move to L.A., where he's like, the sun is awesome. The, you know, the beach, the whatever. He's like, I just fucked two twins. He was like, they were 16.
That's
like
that's cool.
That's like his big sell where he fucked two fucking high
You know, schoolers. It was the time.
And that was like, yeah, these are the perks of California.
Yeah, I'm not gonna apply my modern morality to like ancient Greece. You know.
Yeah. Well, at least
I'm not gonna hate on you guys for getting pussy off of little boys.
Oh, actually, you know what? I wanted to discuss this because.
Oh, you're innocent.
Well, first of all, no, I'm not gonna.
You're a truther.
I think they definitely fuck kids, but that's then it starts to beg the question: can we separate the artist from the art?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't, then we just can't use geometry anymore.
So you're saying that like philosophy and stuff, that's all like
it's over. We can't even access it.
Yeah,
it's like R. Kelly's music. Don't play it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Steve Harvey's comedy.
Whoa.
No,
dude,
what are you talking
on,
about?
Stop.
Come on.
Well, in terms of quality, I'm saying. Not that Steve Harvey did anything wrong, but if you had to compare the entire output of ancient Greece, it's probably on par with Steve Harvey's work.
I would say it's a little more.
It's
no.
I think in terms of
no,
because
it was one. Steve Harvey's
blocks.
One.
No,
guy.
Think about this. Steve Harvey, not only great stand-up comedian,
really good.
Steve Harvey's Big Break, Family Feud, now Judge Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey Show.
Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey Show loses me a little bit.
Why? Steve Harvey Show? That's basically all of philosophy and. Music.
Is that the talk
show? Philosophy
the talk
and music.
Show, not the yeah. sitcom. The sitcom
not the
I
sitcom,
love.
Yeah.
The sitcom, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think the talk show is just called Steve, yeah. maybe.
That's awesome.
You can't have the same name. Probably.
That's his. I love the attempt of becoming the biggest Steve in the world. Mm-hmm. That's what we need next. Who's the biggest? Ooh, this is interesting.
Steve
Who's the
Jobs.
Biggest Steve?
Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
Steve Harvey Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey Jobs Wald. Yeah.
You're saying it's a phone and an MP3 player and a camera. Was that, the original iPhone presentation?
Who is so one of your neighbors is...
That's
Steve Harvey. He's arrived.
Someone's listening to their stereo a little loud outside.
I wonder if the mic can pick it up.
I wonder if the Boys in Blue will take. You know, crime is on the rise in this city.
You know what's funny? If Darren Wilson had happened, if that whole exchange had happened just because George Floyd was listening to like a Beats pill too loud, there would still be guys that are like, it's a public disturbance.
Yeah.
He was disturbing
He's
the public.
He's a criminal.
Don't disturb the public.
Yeah, last time I checked, that's against the law.
He was wrong, but don't break the law.
He went too far. But if, look, this whole thing doesn't happen if George Floyd didn't disturb, if he used headphones. If he had been using headphones. And even then. You know, you got to quit. Where did he get the headphones? Are they stolen?
Yeah, let's I'm going to need to see a receipt.
Ask, answer the couple questions from the officers. Don't.
Yeah, and then he can't hear them because he's got his headphones in. Well, now you're resisting arrest. Now you're obstructing justice.
Fuck. Shorty, you little baddie. What is that? Is that a taco, Adam?
Yeah, you want it?
It's how long has it been sitting out?
It's just eggs and... It's a breakfast taco. No, it's got other stuff, like little chilies and stuff, cheese.
No meat.
I got it right before you came over. I had one, but I kind of just wanted one.
Maybe.
I'll throw it your way. Because if I give you the taco, then you owe me something.
Yeah, that's true. Why don't you throw it in the trash? I'll pick it up from the trash. That way I don't owe you anything.
I don't want you eating out of the trash, brother.
Just keep it sealed.
I'm just going to leave it on the table.
No, I don't want to owe you anything.
It's going to be like that small town ecstasy where he just puts the $20 on the table so his 13-year-old son can pick it up and buy a pill.
That's awesome. I've never seen that movie.
You got to watch it, dude. We've talked about it on the podcast.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years.
Woo! I'm gay.
What is this?
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along.
Oh, it's the first
that
iPhone?
That changes everything. And Apple has been, well, first of all, one's very fortunate if you get to work on just one of these in your career. Apple's been very fortunate. It's been able to introduce a few of these into the world.
Let your nuts hang. Let your nuts hang, Steve.
Introduced the Macintosh. It didn't just change Apple. Eh. It changed the whole computer industry.
Eh. It was fine.
Changed the whole fucking world. You fucking faggots.
Mm-hmm. Well, did the Mac Woo! Really change? Yeah. Did that shit really change things? Wasn't it just another fucking computer?
Yeah, somebody asked that. Kick this fucking asshole out.
Like, desktops and shit were already happening. Yeah.
No, I think it was kind of a big deal at the time.
Stop dick riding.
Yeah. Me?
He's dead. Relax.
1993, I came up with the Vitamix license? Blender.
Huh?
Do you have a license to ride his dick that hard?
I don't need a license in this country.
Did you pass the test?
What?
Did you get a CDL?
Did you get a CDL? You're dick riding at a professional.
Dick riding.
You're riding, yeah. Yeah. You're riding commercially at this level,
a
right?
Commercial
now.
Dick riding license.
I got to ride that dick across state lines.
Adam's got some class A dick going up his ass.
You really are sucking him off pretty hard. Yeah. The Macintosh didn't do shit. The iPhone, I'll give him. That one really did shift the whole. Fuck,
you know.
The whole,
you know what's
shit.
Nice, yeah, if Adam ever became a truck driver, you never have to worry about him checking his mirrors. You know he's doing that for sure.
That's true.
I would crash so fast.
But they'd be pointed so far inward, so he would get a nice view of himself. Now let's get back to this.
In 2001, we introduced
we
the first
9/11.
iPod.
2001, we created Osama bin Laden with an AI program to help the United States government blame the terrorist attack on Saudi nationals radicalized by Islam.
We started the war on terror.
We started to invade Afghanistan so the CIA could sell heroin to the entire world and use the proceeds from that to, you know, basically just hold on to the cash and come up with new programs to spy on Americans, which we also helped them with. Yeah.
Which we also, by the way, that's another style of pedophile that was going around back then.
Afghan pedophile.
Middle East was definitely fucking and sucking little guys in the 40s.
That's crazy. Imagine just getting your little boy just getting just abused by a guy with like a red beard and like a fucking
a warlord with fucking
like
sand
a, yeah,
in
like
foreskin.
A beer koozie on his head.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, it's half his limbs are missing from like stepping on like landmines from 9 different conflicts throughout his life, but he's still got a dick.
He's still got a dick.
and he's fucking your ass. And then what?
That sucks.
And then what? You fucking like, you finally come here and you're an Uber driver. You just drive for Uber.
No, he's a
you
cool
get fucking,
guy.
You get 3 stars from some drunk bitch that left one of her AirPods in your car.
Drive back. Come back. I have money.
Adam's doing an impression of himself.
No, I'm not. I'm doing an impression of you, actually.
Your voice didn't change at all, Adam.
No, I was doing a girl's voice. I was doing a girl's voice.
You actually sounded the most yourself I've ever heard you.
What are you talking about?
Dude, the voice matches your face so much more than your regular voice.
It didn't just change the way we all listen to music.
Yeah, it didn't do that at all.
Not at all.
It didn't change the way we listen to music.
iPods?
It's still headphones.
No, that's not true.
It's still a Walkman.
iPods did.
I actually will
the
iPod
have to give
it to. I will have
one
to
way
give
did
it
to change
because
the way
it
we
became
listen.
More
you
about
had
single
so
songs
many
albums
on
albums.
Your fucking one little thing.
MP3 players existed way before the iPod.
Okay, nah, but come on, bro.
The same way like Linux.
Now you're dick riding too. You let Adam talk you into
also
it.
Also the jog
way riding shotgun in the cab in the cab on the highway hog riding.
Oh no. I'm a man who fucking calls it as I sees it. And this is what the fuck I see.
No, I've always said that about stuff.
Music industry. Well,
I'm
after saving with customized car insurance.
Wow! Why is he doing that black voice?
Yeah,
Steve.
Liberty Mutual. I fucked it. Fuck Liberty Mutual.
Fuck Liberty.
Don't
the
ever.
Emu can suck my dick.
That's such a bad commercial.
Emu,
I don't know what
emu?
The fuck it is with Liberty Mutual. They think they're like, well, we're insurance company, so I guess we should just try to do Geico commercials.
Yeah, and State Farm. Yeah. Or no, not State Farm. Who's that bitch?
Do something Flo? With the Statue of Liberty.
Flo?
Flo.
Yeah, that's Lewis's classmate.
We're introducing...
What? Remember when we were talking about it in the Adam Friedland show? Remember when Lewis was like, I'm trying to be the most famous guy from my high school.
Wait, really? She's from...
It was you and I on the Real Ass podcast with her.
I forgot about that.
And he was like, I was like, who's the most famous person? He's like, fucking that bitch Flo from...
Oh, he'll never beat Flo.
I was like, Lewis, give up.
It's not going to happen.
Flo's an institution.
The second is a revolutionary mobile phone.
Now look, we can all agree cheering. Those people are dick riding. Yeah. Those people are dick riding to an insane degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Liberty Mutual.
These were like bad. These were bad years too. This is right before the recession.
Yeah,
imagine going to just see Steve Jobs talk. I forget who had that tweet about like God, it was like God. Can you imagine all the gay shit that's going to happen when Steve Jobs dies? Like the people having candlelight vigils outside of the Apple Store.
Yeah.
And then there, people were doing that.
That's yeah, it
so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the same, a lot of those same people are now the eat the rich cut types.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
That's awesome.
There's people that just that are the cutting edge of.
You're probably right because they do.
Online.
They love dick riding.
Yeah.
No,
and
those,
so there's
those
a
guys
you
are
think the dick ride.
Those yeah, guys exactly. are front page of Reddit guys. Those guys are like
I think it's
epic
a nice
cat
mix.
Video guys.
I think you're probably right, Adam, but I do think there's a sizable percentage, maybe 25%.
Those guys are I can has cheeseburger.
Adam gets one. Cocksucking truck to drive around town.
Yep.
And now he thinks he's the boss.
What are you
dick
talking
riding.
About? You're talking about my.
He's
a, you're talking about
boss.
My. You're talking about my.
10-20. What's your dick? What's your size?
I'm coming over to suck it.
This is this
breaker
is,
breaker. I'm gay.
Yeah. This is the star of bottom.
A dick goes into my ass and it's on the road again.
This is the by
it is it his ass again.
By the F popper.
I can't wait to get a dick inside my ass again. By the F popper. That's pretty good.
And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device. So, three things. A widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device.
I hope those
an
three
iPod,
sound cool.
A phone.
And
an internet communicator. An iPod. A phone.
I think that was
what
a good
are we
bit.
Laughing
that
at?
Was a good bit, honestly.
What are we laughing at?
He's
just shut up and laugh. His voice is fucking, sounds a little fucking, little,
an iPod.
More little dick than I remember.
I don't remember his voice.
Are you getting it?
I would have thought he was a man of authority.
No.
But he's just a bitch-ass nerd.
Three separate devices. This is one device.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nerds cheering.
And they keep cutting to the audience, and there's guys like, oh, damn.
Remember how much the first one sucked, too?
No.
How big they were and how fucking... You could play like one... You could play like one YouTube video and it would like...
I don't remember the... Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a smartphone.
There was one bitch... I mean, I didn't have one until late in the game, but there was, you go to, it was literally, this must have been right before college, because I remember going to a high school college party.
I remember,
there was one bitch with a rich bitch with an iPhone, and it was like, whoa.
I remember borrowing my friend Albert's, he's either Albert or Bob's iPhone. One of those guys had an iPhone early to text some girl, because I didn't have text messaging.
Didn't even have text messaging.
Yeah,
huh?
There was. Dude. Yeah, I had to borrow someone's phone to be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Those were your Oscar the Grouch years.
What does that even mean?
You lived in a garbage can. You
no,
were
I
mean
didn't.
To everyone in the neighborhood.
No.
Yeah, you were.
So you know what?
Everyone's like,
this
oh,
fucking,
oh, fucking
this little
this
faggot
guy.
Gets a CDL.
Listen,
and he thinks he's the boss.
Listen, I have a.
The
I have
boss
a,
he's
is
actually,
a hog sucking.
He
high
is high. Actually anti dick riding right now. He's yeah. going at you right now.
Yeah. No,
well, so, he doesn't dick. No, he just takes shots. I'm telling a story. And he's like, shots. He's like, you live in a. You're in garbage.
You're a garbage man.
What the
man.
Fuck does that have to do with the story? Maybe you want to jump. Maybe you want to tell your own story about the iPhone or something you remember as we remember Steve Jobs on the day that he died.
As we're reminiscing about Steve Jobs on the Steve Jobs Memorial episode.
You got to make some non sequitur your Oscar to Grouch.
You live in a garbage can.
And by the way, he lived in his car, Adam, not a book garbage.
And we're nice enough.
He lived in his car / with a clown that had been raped.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
No, this is even earlier. Earlier than that, because this must have been like 2000. Well, yeah. I guess if the iPhone came out in 2007, it was in Austin, so it was like 2009, maybe.
Yeah, I was in college.
Yeah, some bitch, she had big titties. She was a dumb bitch though. Mm-hmm. She was showing off the iPhone, and I was thinking to myself, it'd be nice if she was actually holding my penis instead of the phone.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That was one of the things.
That
I
would
was thinking.
Be nice.
alas, alas, she did not.
I'm sure she's doing great.
Today, I wonder, actually.
Today, Apple up. Is I don't remember going to her reinvent name. The phone. And here it is.
Why the laugh?
He pulled out his dick.
He did?
He actually showed them a picture of her dick.
No, that's not.
That's why
no.
Everybody was laughing.
The joke is it's an iPad, but it's got a rotary dial.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, they were it's a visual bit.
Actually, here it is, but we're going to leave it there for now.
Shout out to the click wheel.
So, the jog wheel.
I did like the click wheel.
It was great.
Let me get into it.
You can move fast on that shit.
Let me talk about a category of things. The most.
I remember you didn't need. I didn't need any of this shit. I would sit around and just imagine songs.
Mm-hmm.
I used a fucking device. Yeah, I would sit there and be like, sick. Mm-hmm. Yes. You need that. You want to have a good time. You go to CVS and shoplift a bunch of Coracid and cough and cold.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need Steve Jobs.
Absolutely not.
You didn't need
coming up with devices.
You didn't need Johnny Cash.
I didn't have a fucking smartphone until late in the game, and I would fucking I had started comedy, and I still had a GPS that just didn't work, and I got lost all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember you used to like write down directions.
Yeah, dude, I would print it out.
Yeah. I wouldn't even print it out.
I was a Rand McNally guy.
I didn't have a printer. I would write down on like a fucking piece of paper, and then get mad at myself because I'd write down like turn left at the shit.
Yep.
And it's like, what the fuck does that mean?
You were doing a joke?
No, not. I wasn't doing a joke. I'd be lazy.
Just did a
in
bad
planning.
Job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're not listening. You're talking about this trash can stuff.
I'm just thinking.
We've been nice to you. We come over
nice
here, yet. Of course. We have to come to your house. You've got one tiny a diet taco for yourself.
What are you talking about?
That you've left out the entire time just to demonstrate that you went and got a tiny taco for you.
I got I got two
could've
tacos.
Could have gotten a couple tacos. You knew we were coming over.
They knew we were coming. You demanded we come over here.
It's nice coming over here.
You
it's
know, I
nice
will say it is nice.
Here.
I do like it.
There's light.
It is a more appealing
so they say.
Room.
And they typically combine a phone plus some email capability, plus they say it's the internet, sort of the baby internet, into one device. And they all
so
have
this
these
kind of a BlackBerry.
Plastic little keyboards on them.
I had a BlackBerry.
And the problem is that they're not so smart, and they're not so
Barry
easy to use.
Your ass.
So if you kind of make a
is that what you mean?
You know, business school 101 graph of the smart axis and the easy to use axis.
No, Barry is a guy's name, not like Barry Weiss.
Kind of right there. They're not so
your favorite Barry
Body.
Is her name Body?
I don't know. Bari.
But smartphones are definitely a little smarter,
Barry.
But they actually are harder to use.
Fat black guy.
They're really complicated. Just for the basic stuff, people have a hard time figuring out how to use them. Well, we don't want to do either one of these things.
Okay.
Well, you know, fuck you. I'm going to go get a BlackBerry Pearl right now.
They stopped making BlackBerries.
Okay, again.
Discontinued.
Again.
I'm not hating, dude.
Again.
I'm not hating.
Again.
Why did you have to crush our man's dreams
dude? Actually, they don't make them. Maybe they do in the garbage can where you live.
You live in the garbage can.
Time for me to do another impression of myself. It's
Adam?
Me, Adam.
Adam?
I'm not talking.
I'm doing
Adam, are you talking to yourself?
No, Nick's doing a
that
girl.
That was Nick? Sorry, I closed my eyes. I couldn't tell the difference.
No, you're lying on my ass.
I need my monkeypox medicine that I got.
I'm riddled with monkeypox.
So wait, what the fuck is monkeypox?
It's a type of like smallpox that was created in a lab.
No, a gay guy fucked a monkeypox.
You're thinking of AIDS.
Nope, that's how they got this one too.
Really?
Yeah, if they can't get guys, they go to the primates.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's well known.
Where the fuck is Dr. Fauci, by the way?
Just chilling. Didn't he retire or some shit?
Did he?
I don't know.
Shouldn't he be answering for the monkeypox? Shouldn't we have Andrew? We need Andrew Cuomo back.
His leadership.
Let's have the daily meetings.
Yeah. We need his press conference.
It's so awesome that that...
We're going to shut everything down.
He was doing so good.
Except the gay nightclubs. These people have dealt with enough. We will never shut down the gay nightclubs. Children are banned from playing with each other. That is the thing that is funny about like this turning into being like a gay guy thing is that there are guys that were like hard lockdown guys, you know, and they're like the only reason you should leave your house during a pandemic is to read the Mueller report.
Right.
You know. And now it's like, well, hold on. Gay men need to have rough trade bareback gay sex.
How is monkeypox? It's truly a gay disease.
That's who's getting it.
They're saying that like all but one person who's gotten it isn't gay, and you know his ass is lying.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough to be that guy if he's actually.
Not I'm gay. Not. I swear to God, it was Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett's personal trainers. Yeah.
The Nigerian
twins.
Those
guys were hot, dude.
Those guys were rough.
I would love to get a fucking train ran on me by them too. You know, all that Nigerian crazy cock, that might have driven him insane. You know what I mean? Maybe they're the reason he did the fucking crime.
Yeah.
Something to consider.
Gay and bisexual men. CDC officials sound alarm for gay and bisexual men.
I'll do it. You don't need to try to steal the joke immediately.
No, because I was about to say it. I was about to do that.
No, you weren't.
You honestly literally did that, Adam. That's an easy one to steal because it's all it is a sound, too. You don't have to think about any tags.
Oh, just immediately.
What is this?
See, this...
What language is
that
this?
That one was so awesome because...
Wait. You know this is a website?
Stop trying to fill a
muscle. No. This is
just
good.
Take your lumps for the woo.
Okay, I did the woo second.
But
I'm
it's
sorry.
Just awesome that you would try.
How
to do
dare
that.
I? Woo! Okay, how dare I? Wait. Okay. Did you know that there's a BBC News pigeon website?
Yeah, we knew that.
I didn't know this. Gay people day more at risk to catch monkeypox. See Wetton scientists talk.
Which pigeon?
They have like a
talk
BBC
about
like
how you feet catch on.
International, whatever. They got a, like a. So if you're like a Caribbean person.
Oh, like Creole?
They got a Scots one too. They have a Scots Wikipedia that's fucking hilarious because it's all like. What in the internet is going about? They go on the computer and they press buttons and it's like just retarded English.
Yeah.
You no need
Scottish people are so stupid. They just had to pretend that's a language.
Yeah. I've seen a couple guys tweet and I'm like, what the fuck are these assholes talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see like a Scottish tweet or whatever and it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is spelled wrong.
Everybody's mad at Ricky Gervais this week because
what did he do?
I don't know, but British comedy's in this weird state where it's like Ricky Gervais doing dog shit comedy about like you can't get your dick cut off.
If
you know?
Your dick is chopped off,
right?
You're not a girl.
He's doing transphobic comedy that's not funny, and then the rest of every other British comedian is then doing not funny comedy about how Ricky Gervais is wrong. And that's the entirety of British comedy right now.
Yeah, where's our guy? Who's the fucking...
And that's a result, honestly, I'll say it, because they don't have any real black people over there. There's not going to be... You're never going to get like a British Cat Williams.
What about the French guy? Oh, we were talking about... Who's the French guy?
Doudon.
Yeah. Doudon.
The Heil Hitler guy.
The black Nazi.
Yeah. But...
What about Jimmy Carr? He's funny.
Well, they got the, what's his name, Jimmy Boyle, Frankie Boyle. I tried watching some Frankie Boyle clip.
Isn't that the guy who directed
Danny Boyle.
Yeah. But anyways, it's him shitting on Ricky Gervais for being transphobic. But I literally cannot understand the word he's saying. He's like, Ricky Gervais, that was just a blow on. Because he's not funny.
Oh, Scottish.
Scottish. Retard.
Get the fuck out of here, fucking British motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm an Anglophile. I've said this before.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Who's your favorite British guy?
Out of all of them?
James Bond.
You can't pick James Bond.
Why?
I'm asking Adam.
I'm giving my answer.
Okay, yours can be James Bond.
No,
go ahead.
No, watch this motherfucker say James Bond.
Can't say James Bond, Adam.
He's going to say the black double of black female 007.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, he doesn't count.
As James Bond.
Can't be an actor that portrayed James Bond. Okay. Also, I'm looking for just England. That island. Don't even try and get any of the people they subjugated.
Scotland and Wales are on the
doesn't
island.
Doesn't count. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're really not.
They're part of the island.
No, it doesn't count.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't count.
Okay, Mick Jagger.
Only because Bob Dylan's not from England. He chose Mick Jagger.
If he was, I would have chosen Bob Dylan.
Mick Jagger's your favorite one. Why?
Because he was the only one that was allowed to play black. He's allowed to do it black style. No, I mean, because he's the man, dude. What are you talking about? Because he's the man.
Yeah, wasn't he smart and had a big penis, too?
I don't know about smart.
He dropped
smart.
Out of the London School of Economics.
I know that they were all middle class. The Beatles were all kind of working
class. I
had
a teacher. My sociology professor at UMBC had like freshman 101 English or something. Or not English. Or
with
econ with Mick Jagger.
Mick?
Yeah.
Did she pipe?
He was a guy.
Did he pipe?
No.
Dude, I mean,
picture a young Mick Jagger. You could fuck that guy's face and pretend it's a girl.
Yeah, I look a lot like him.
No.
A lot of people say
no
that.
No one has ever
say
said
that,
that to
a
you.
A lot of people have said that to
no
me.
No one has ever said that to
and
you.
They're like, even though you're 35,
you're so
you look
much
a lot
uglier.
Like
the gay little shot taking might be marginally acceptable. It didn't come with a side dish of wild self-aggrandizing.
I mean, come on, dude. I'm not being serious, man.
Yes, you are, dude.
Of course, but I do.
There's a little. There's
fuck
a little.
You,
there is a little.
Fuck you.
There's
no,
a little.
Fuck you.
Something's ingrained in you that actually thinks you're as hot as Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I would love to be as hot as Mick Jagger. No, he's the best, dude.
Let me look him up. Mick Jagger, young.
Dude, I watched.
This guy looks like a girl. You could definitely throw a little fuck, a couple eyelashes on.
Oh my God, he's gorgeous. That's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Nope, I could definitely.
The lips, baby.
I could definitely get my dick sucked by young Mick Jagger.
Oh my God,
no
his,
problem.
His lips are just a fucking a sideways pussy.
That's a really good point. I see a man's dick and I put it in my ass.
Have you ever seen Gimme Shelter, the documentary about
suck
Altamont?
My dick.
Stop.
And let my balls come. What?
Have you seen Gimme Shelter, the documentary about Altamont?
Altamont?
Yeah.
Which Altamont?
So it's like a speedway by San Francisco, but it was like the winter after Woodstock. The Stones are like, we're going to do our own Woodstock. And basically, it was free, and it just turned into hell on Earth because they hired the Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
To like to run security. And
oh, didn't Scorsese do that documentary?
I know.
A different Stones.
I know.
You're thinking of... Taxi Driver.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. You suck in my
Call her Gimme the way she'll alter my penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so they got the Hells Angels to run security, and they paid them in beer. They just started like fucking people up because people were like trying to get too close to the stage. And they were like hitting them in the head.
That's awesome.
Sending them to the hospital. But, like, you see the crowd, and it's mostly white people.
Yeah.
Like, almost completely white people. And you see there's just, like, one cool black
guy.
They
were sort of the cum town of the day.
There's one cool black guy in, like, a...
How do you know
in,
he's
a
cool?
In a lime green, like,
suit. He was dressed like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you see him in the crowd. There are, like, shots of him in the crowd. And you're like, oh, that, you know, that guy looks like the man. And then, of course, he's the only one to get murdered. But yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they catch it on tape. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And they said that, yeah, they
How cliche.
They stabbed him in the head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to drop a cool thing like it was Forrest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. Somebody. No. It was really, it's really sad. He was like 20.
Yeah, but he was probably disturbing the
peace.
Was
he playing
they
a Beats pill?
No, they, well, the Hell's Angels said that he had a gun.
He probably he could have had a gun,
and it went to trial.
He was recklessly eyeballing the motorcycle.
They got off.
They got off.
That's incredible!
Yeah,
holy shit!
They got off. But
that fucking sucks.
That shit disgusts me. That makes me want to renounce my citizenship and move to a different country.
Where?
Yeah.
Turks and Caicos?
Turks and Caicos, yeah. Wherever the fuck that is. Whatever the fuck, wherever I am now, that's what I'm saying when I'm there.
I'm going to be on I'm going to be on a nearby island if you need me.
Where? No, I won't need you.
No.
You're going to continue doing this podcast.
You can see
forever.
Me in
Little St. James?
You're going to be in the Caymans.
This will be the Adam Friedland show come 5 years from
What's
now.
What's wrong with that? People loved my two-episode run of the Adam
good.
Friedland
and then
show.
You
did two episodes?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Two Hell episodes, yeah. dude. Two episodes.
We should bank some.
I really spread my wings
all
without
by
the boys.
Himself.
I missed you.
All by himself.
No,
been
with like seven guests.
Yeah.
And
that would have been so
brought
sick.
Brought the whole Tune Squad in.
Yeah, if I did it Bill Burr style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be funny if you go listen to them and it's like
they're
literally 55 minutes of Ian and Mike Racine talking and Adam just being like, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
No, they really let me. They let me go.
The
off.
Point guard.
They really
the point guard of.
It's true.
Podcast.
I'm pass first.
You're a pass first point guard, dude.
Selfless. I'm not in it for the stats.
No, dude. You want the team to win.
I want my team to win.
Mm-hmm. Suck my dick, and don't tell me it's small, and don't tell me it's small.
That
yeah.
Hell's Angels guy that Nick and I hung out with one night. His dad was at Altamont. He was like one of the guys that was like beating people.
He's a legacy?
Asses. Yeah, he was second generation.
Wow.
That poor guy.
What'd he do?
He was like, I'm going to jail next month.
That does suck.
Yeah, it sucks.
What'd he do?
Weapons.
Nice.
Yeah, he had guns.
Let me see your pussy.
But even though he had guns, he was telling me that he thought I was really cool.
That's a really good story, yeah. Adam.
He said if you were born not to a Jewish South African man
uh-huh.
and to a Hell's Angels biker dad, you could have been one of my brothers.
You could have been one of my brothers.
We could have double teamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We could have gotten our Red Wings together.
Mm-hmm. And because I wasn't one of the club, he didn't let me join in with my girlfriend that night. So I just had to watch. It was kind of a...
Oh, so they fucked your girlfriend.
Yeah, he said if I was in the Hell's Angels, I could
have... You could have fucked with them.
I could have gotten in there.
Did you get to fuck anyone?
Well, as long... I'm pass first. Yeah. As long as the team wins.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
What about Hell's
Angels? I got some Triscuits the other day. They've got, like, 20 flavors now.
Oh, they've really expanded.
I know, it's awesome.
It's crazy, because, you know, it used to be that... There's rosemary, olive oil, and then a couple of bullshit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's your grandma buys by mistake.
Yeah.
But now, garlic, cheddar cheese.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
What's all the... You know they have a bunch of wings.
Also, too, I will be in Raleigh June 9th through 11th. We got to sell these tickets, folks. Good Nights Comedy Club, Raleigh.
Oh, guys, by now, the t-shirts are out, adamfriedland.com. I sold them last night at Funny Moms. They were flying. Thanks for everyone who bought them.
They weren't.
They were flying and you weren't there. Once again, I was flying alone.
I thought it was going to be Kent. I mean, not that I'd be there anyway.
I know. I told you. Yeah. I had a funeral and I still ended up doing it because selling merch is important. Getting the merch to the
people.
It was
a little weird to have a funeral for closing your bank account.
No, that's not true.
For closing a checking account, but that, you know.
I didn't have a funeral for
that. It's your culture.
I had a candlelight vigil for that. It wasn't a funeral.
You switch banks and close one of your checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, dude.
Yeah, I had religious leaders from multiple religions.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, what you're going to want to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel. My special is actually for sure, finally, real date, 100% coming out June 5th.
Let's go, Stavros. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. For a full hour special. Very little crowd work, actually. It will be all jokes. Go fucking subscribe. And then I'm also finishing the tour in... that week, or I have two tour dates in June. I'm going to Providence and Philadelphia. Those are almost sold out. I think there's only the Thursday shows left in Philly. And if you buy them quick enough, maybe I'll add some shows. But honestly, I am tired of doing stand-up comedy. So unless they sell out quickly, I will not be adding shows. I just want to take a break.
I'm going to be announcing some dates, too, in Portland, Seattle, and Los Angeles.
Wow.
Coming up. And then there's some more on the way. So watch this space.
Watch this damn space.
Watch this ass.
Okay, let's go. How long have we been doing? Should we start the which Hell's Angels wings have you earned this episode or next episode?
You know, you said wings, and now I'm thinking about
Buffalo chicken wings?
Yes.
From where?
You want to get some wings?
I don't know if I...
There's a wing stop, I think, in the Atlantic Terminal.
Is that so?
I'm pretty sure.
It's a Buffalo Wild Wings. It's not a wing stop.
Oh, it's a Buffalo Wild Wings.
And it might be the worst Buffalo Wild Wings in the entire country.
I've never been there. But hot news, boys. I think as of like a week now, there's been a Dave and Buster's that's open there.
Yeah, I went already.
Did you
I
go?
Went. I went like literally the day it opened.
How was it? Fresh.
Depressing.
Really?
I mean, Dave and Buster's is really something that should have been killed by the recession.
Well, we went for your birthday.
I know, but it's it's sad
nice
being in there. Cause it's
come on. I like Dave and Buster's.
I don't know, man. It just bums me out.
Let's go for a business
arcade
lunch.
I know, but it's never, like, arcades in their entirety shouldn't exist. It's a relic from the past.
It's nice, though, dude. What the fuck? You don't have guns in your house, like fake guns.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You want to shoot the fake gun every once in a while.
Really, the only thing that's fun is the basketball games. The gun games are boring, I feel.
I like the driving games. That's the good shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know you have the wheel.
I do have a wheel. And that's more simulation. It's not a game.
Yeah.
What's that game called? Traverse USA? Or
Cruising USA.
Traverse USA.
Where'd you pull that out of?
I had it.
That was a Greg Stone you just pulled.
No. I think the word is traverse, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
And also, it was on an emulator that I had on my PC when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
it was
emulator
a motorcycle
on the PC.
Game. Yeah,
dude, I had they put Earthbound on the Switch.
Nice.
I have fond memories of working in a call center when I was 20, and I had a laptop with a Super Nintendo emulator on it. But I also got off eBay like the SNES controller you can plug into.
Very nice.
So I would just sit there and play Super Nintendo at my desk. And then fall asleep and shit. And I remember the VP of the company came by. Like, one of the VPs came by. And I'm just, like, sleeping and playing video games in pajamas. He's like, "You're winning?" I'm like, "I don't fucking know, man." He's like, "All right." That's how shitty that company was. There's such high turnover. As long as there was a body there, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved working at shitty companies.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fucking law firm I stole money from for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zav and I had the same racket going for a while.
It's nice.
That was our passion, dude.
It's
paralegaling.
Nice. It was good.
I'm probably going to go back to it. that or gay for pay.
You're too ugly for that. So.
No, I'm going to pay.
I think I'm going to do Jurassic Park, but for real.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm going to do after the podcast. I'm going to get an island. I'm going to make dinosaurs on it. Ooh. It's surprising that nobody's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie kind of basically was like, here's a free idea.
Here's a free business idea.
Yeah.
A fucking trillionaire.
Well, if you want me to come to that island with you, I'm down to do it.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah.
With just a that was like worse than the fight. This old faggot being like, "I'm going to make dinosaurs and families are going to come see them."
Yeah, terrible.
They're going to get on a flight. There's no lodging. There's nowhere for anybody to stay.
Thank you.
He just creates fucking what? Magic Kingdom whatever the fucking ape one is. Yeah. Monkey Central in Disneyland.
Monkey Central.
But there's no Coronado Village.
There's nothing.
And
there's no Donald Duck
fucking
suites.
Jeff Goldblum to get what? Oh, my daughter's black. Oh, I got she's a black gymnast.
Wait, does he have a black daughter?
I've got a black daughter
in
the movie.
Simone Biles.
No, he does. He has a black gymnast daughter in the movie.
In the first one?
In the second one.
Oh, I don't think I've
seen
the
nasty
one.
At flips.
Is she hot?
Jurassic Park 2, Black Daughter Syndrome.
Black daughter syndrome.
There's a virus that the dinosaurs released that makes you have a black daughter.
The dinosaurs released it?
With the dinosaurs released a black black daughter virus.
That's quite the departure from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They're making new...
What if there was a park where you could bring your black daughter to see dinosaurs? Is Tim Curry in those movies?
No, but the spirit of Tim Curry is all over those movies.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ooh, raptors. I love dinos. I can't get enough dinos. He's just a gay villain that wants to fuck the dinosaurs. And eventually they get out, and he goes, oh, heavens. And then they just tear his body to pieces.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And you know he's coming.
He's been raping them.
They imply that he's nutting. A gay
hello, gentlemen.
A gay wink at the audience.
All right, so lunchtime, boys.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, hit the fucking button.
All right. Thanks a lot, everyone. Bye.